Okay, this author's note is going to be hard. Usually I have a million things to say about any given story I've written, but this time, nada. Zilch. I just crammed everything I feel about trauma and women and relationships and horror and recovery and people into 72k of words, and now I'm all done. I feel like there is nothing to add. Let the story speak for itself, right? Thanks, though. I have thanks to give. Tarina, of course, because without her, this story would have moved to the shelf folder on my computer of the first 10,000 words and never seen the light of day. Like so many others, which we don't talk about. But she provided me with a sounding board, awesome ideas, in-depth character analysis, cheerleading, and graphics. Holy hell, the graphics. I'm in love with them, they are awesome. They made it worth churning out the entire story in 2 months, give or take a week. Thank you. And sorry for making you read 10+ hours of fic out loud. I hate myself a little, but only a little. Apart from that, I hope everyone enjoyed reading this huge mess as much as I enjoyed writing it, despite the fact that, even now, I'm still not sure this qualifies as having anything approaching plot. Also, forgive me for my voice, which is not my fault, and forgive me for my accent flowing all over the place, which is my fault, but in my defense, not a native speaker, and also, I was bullied into this by certain people who have wonderful voices and are really good at recording stuff. Not me. I'm the one who writes, not the one who reads out loud. Sorry.
Okay, so by now you've heard enough of my voice to know I'm Rena. Immediately previous was Paper Faith. That is the voice behind the words behind this voice. How great is that, right? Dude, she totally poured her soul into this. Obviously, she gets to be part of the pop fic. I have no apologies for this. I have been involved in a lot of pod together projects, and every time it really, the thing that comes out of it definitely feels like your baby more than most other podfic projects do, or at least from my perspective, because there's that extra bit where you get to stick your hand in there and shape the way the story and the universe is shaped, and it's like, oh my god, I am God! In a slightly less megalomaniacal way. But yeah, this Pond Together 2015, we might have started work on this month before Pod Together actually kicked off, so we had a little bit of a head start there, but we totally knew we were going to make something magical for this Pod Together, and it was an incredible experience. It really was. Obviously, you stuck around for this whole pondfic. You thought it was pretty great, too. So I dug through my email, and the initial email that started this whole project, May 13th, 2015, Femtoni and the Winter Soldier. She finds him before Steve ever gets unthawed and kind of goes mother hen on him, and he's her tiny muzzled assassin chick. And can you imagine Iron Woman with a deadly shadow killing anyone who tried to hurt her? He'd scare Natasha Lee straight in under 2 seconds, right? And from those three sentences, we got 10 hours of podfic. Yes! And a mix! And I think we're at like 60 graphics to go with it. Oh my god, it was such a labor of love, I think, totally, because both of us are 100% on board with female Tony Stark, and both of us are so in love with the idea of Bucky Barnes kicking ass and taking names, and Natalie Rushman, Natasha Romanoff, Natalia Alyonova-Romanova was such a fun character to play with. And then, of course, Steve wakes up and he's just the saddest little super soldier who thinks all his friends are dead. And I think it started to be a running theme in everything that Faith and I collaborate on, but dubious morality, moral relativity. It's kind of okay that I'm killing people because I'm the main character is a theme in a lot of our works, which is probably say bad things about both of our brains, but it says amazing things about the quality of our fic. And then, of course, there are these really great moments in the story about self and autonomy and self-determination and what makes a person. And there's that great contrast between Jarvis and Bucky. Jarvis, who doesn't have a body but is a person, and Bucky, who had a body but wasn't a person. He was basically an empty shell, and it was so wonderful. And then there are all these little, like, ugh, all these little Buffy throw-ins, because obviously there's going to be Buffy throw-ins in anything that we work on together, because that's the fandom we bonded over. Obviously there's going to be Buffy someplace. And Nick Fury being a dick who's great at what he does, but, you know, people's emotions fall by the wayside. That was great. I totally wanted there to be some kind of post-credits scene where Nick Fury is in his office being, you know, sad for the 3 minutes he's allowed to mourn for Captain America and Natasha Romanoff. And then Pierce walks in and he's like, "Hey, Nick, since people are kind of fallible, what if we made a giant overarching computer network to do our spying for us?" And then it's very dun dun dun. But that didn't happen here. However, Paper Faith has promised me that in the future, eventually, there may be a thing with smaller stories within this universe, such as the Murder Strut Walk Off. Bucky Barnes learns to smize. How great would that be? Anyway, thank you for sticking around the last 10 hours. Don't forget to check out the fan mix. Don't forget to check out the art. Don't forget to leave Paper Faith 8,000 kudos, because she really poured her actual soul into these actual words. Like, it's amazing. And she did it because I asked. Seriously, thank you for sticking around this whole time. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you have 8,000 Femtony feelings about the end of Iron Man 1 and Iron Man 2, and how that this whole universe goes slightly off key, and at the end it's still Avengers Assemble! Okay, yeah, you've reached the end. Thanks for listening. Have a nice day.